Friday, Terry Marsha, Yud says, Shvat, Tovshin Ayin Ches, Rabbi Yitzchak Leib.
Shalom Aleichem, everybody. It's good to be here. Try and start the day the Torah way. I'm not going to give long introductions. We don't have that much time. But before I start, because some of you might want to know who I am. So about 20 years ago when I started, unfortunately or fortunately, helping Bochrim and youngsters that were challenged, I went into a Baron Leib Steinman to ask him. I actually went in, he should let me off the hook. It was taking up too much time and too much energy, and he didn't let me go. And since then, we've been in touch with a number of Gedolei Yisrael and hundreds of cases. And so I'm here to share a little bit, and maybe, hopefully, it'll be a Teilus. I know this is Start the Day the Torah Way, and I'm not coming to give a deep shiur with hundreds of Maror Mekoymos. And I think it's more important that we understand the sugya. And Demir Tzashem, many people who today are maybe not starting their day the Torah way, will start starting their day and keeping their day the Torah way in the source of what we'll be speaking. Now, it's very important, before I start, I have to give you a list of things that we're not discussing. And the reason I'm telling you this is because it's very, very related to the topic, but... And it mustn't be confused with what we're discussing, right? It's a sugya, and sugyas that have to be learned by the right people, but we're not discussing them. We're not discussing why Bochrim... by the way, everything that we're discussing is boys and girls, no nafkamina, no difference. Now, why are the Bochrim, why are boys going off the derech? It's not our discussion why. There's a lot to say, but we only have half an hour. We're not discussing why they're going off the derech. We're not discussing how we could have, should have, or would have avoided it, or what we could have done that shouldn't have happened. We're not discussing, and I hope no one's going to get annoyed, but we're not discussing how to deal with the various individuals, perpetrators, or teachers, or parents, or anyone else who may have had any form of responsibility for why these boys or girls have got to where they've got to. There often is somebody responsible, and we're not discussing how to deal with them. Parents, rebbes, mashgichim, or anyone in the field, or anyone in contact with our teenagers, there's a tremendous amount they can do to stop these bochrim. When you see these boys or girls starting to slip, there's a tremendous amount that you can do to stop them, to help them not go further, not slip further than they are. But since this is not a forum for rebbes, for teachers, it's important, but it's not what we're going to be discussing now. If unfortunately you're being challenged with a child like that, and you're the parent of a boy or girl who's slipping off the derech, this is not where you're going to get your guidance from. There are people out there who can help you, there are people out there who can guide you. And do go for help, there's a tremendous amount of help to be gotten. Make sure you go to the right people. But if you go to the right people, there's a tremendous amount of help. This is not, we're not giving guidance to parents. Why today we're being challenged with thousands of teenagers that are slipping off the derech is a very deep sugya in Torah. Why it's happening today, it has to happen today. Nobody should think that we could have avoided it or should have avoided it. This has been documented many, many, many centuries ago that this was going to happen. And also, we're not going to be discussing that. Another topic that everyone gets very excited about that we're not going to be discussing, and that's the part of technology, social media, with all this. We're not going down that road now. Sorry? Right, so what are we discussing? Right. So what's left is us. It's all of us. We all know, we all have neighbours, we meet these boys and girls, whether it's on Friday nights, I don't know, in some places you have a lake. I don't know if there's a lake in Manchester, but that's a typical place that they hang out. There's what we used to call them park benches. If you know it as well, it's called Yoshvim ala Barazilim. How do you say, sitting on the gates? We're all in touch. Anyone in here who's never seen an off-the-derech child really shouldn't be here and probably isn't here. What can we do as a community, as friends, as people who, acquaintances of these boys or girls that today have unfortunately slipped away? What's our job here? What are we supposed to be doing here? And it's distinctly different to all the things that we're not discussing. So first of all, who is called a challenged teenager? So it's very hard to give exact, you know, to draw the lines exactly. You know, some people will tell you that when they take the rim off their couple, they're off the derech. I would choose to disagree with that, but some people will go down that line. Others will say that when they forget to take the hats and jackets to Shacharis, that's when they're going off the derech. Others will say when they stop davening Shacharis altogether. Some will say when they start smoking on Shabbos. But either way, these youngsters, these teenagers, they have all been educated. Baruch Hashem, they have been educated in good homes, in solid homes. We'll speak about the homes in a few minutes, but the homes are not the fault of, in most cases, of why the kids go off the derech. All those kids, if you see any child that you see he's starting to slip, then our job is to deal with them and do it right. The first question that comes to mind by the people who've never been involved in the sugya is, what do you mean, Darashoim? And they can even bring you gemaros that say that zemitz in this week's parasha, Kisire, Chamur, Soinecho, and the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to hate him. So number one, you see an off the derech kid, you see somebody who's doing averus, maybe he's not waiting the full 6 hours between Basa B'cholov, maybe a few other averus, a little bit worse than that, and we think, Shein, he's a Rasha. So number one, the Ramak, the Talmud Zvayra writes explicitly, also in Perek Aleph and also in Perek Beis, that even in the event that he's a Rasha, if he brings this week's parasha, even in the event that he's a Rasha and Zechil to hate some of the things he's doing, he says, Yargil atzmei lehachnis avas b'nei odom b'liboy. Number one, you have to hate him, v'afilu aroshoim. Afilu aroshoim, k'ilu hu ochiv mamash. Okay. And even in the event that they're aroshoim, there's a chiv to love them, and a chiv to find space in your heart for them. They're Yiddish kindelach. Somebody unfortunately wrote to Kuntras not so long ago in the last few weeks when this sugya came out, was leaked to the media. Somebody in America wrote to Kuntras and he quoted the Rambams. The Rambam says that Koifrim, you're not allowed to even say hello to a Koifa. And these kids, they'll easily tell you they don't believe in Hashem, because believing in Hashem is some sort of a Mechayev. And it's just easier for them just to say, you know, there was this kid who said, I swear to God, I'm an atheist. You know, so they'll say the lingo of the kfira, ask them about the God they don't believe in, and the chances are, nor do we. Unfortunately, they probably haven't been introduced to the Hashem we know, which is half the problem. But either way, we have very clear guidance from the Chazon Ish. I have a letter signed by Rav Dov Yaffa Zitzel, and he says, he wrote the letter on Parshas Va'ira Toshinayin Hei. He wrote it to the Vada Chinuch in Eretz Yisrael. Va'af al oisom hanichsholim shabekerev abachurim, people who are off the derech in English. Omer li moron achazanish zetzal sheyesh leistakil aleim kal anusim oikoriv levze v'chas v'sholim loy lepoishim. They're not poishim. They're not kofrim. They're not mumrim. You're allowed to eat from there. You're allowed to the wine they touch. And these chevra have no idea how to be kofrim. You need to have a certain level of intellect and education to be a kofa. And these chevra are all not kofrim. Yeah, so what about the Yetzirah? It's, you know, we blame a lot of things on the Yetzirah. Have Yetzirah, have an iPhone, and Gimla Virus Chamuris, and everything else. So we can't take away the fact that there is a Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah certainly helps. He's definitely in good business, and he's helping these chevra. But is that really what they're suffering from? So the answer is no. The Yetzirah makes people do averus. We all know that. All of us have a Yetzirah, probably. Right? I'm saying if we're still around and still serving Hashem, we all have a Yetzirah. But Baruch Hashem, we're functional. We have a brain, we have a heart, we have a Yetzirah Tov. With these kids, most of them, I can't say all of them, but I would say on 90 plus percent of these kids are completely and fully dysfunctional. How many of these chevra have you seen, like, getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, 9 o'clock, I can see there's still minyanim going on, getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning, going to work, having a full day, normal friends, I don't mean the friends on the screen where you've got likes and followers and things like that. Just normal friends, normal social, stable social life. I've received hundreds of calls in the last years. I haven't yet been called by the father who says, my kid is, everything is good, he's normal, he's okay, he's working, and he's doing these and these and these averus. I'm still looking for those kids. I know of one actually, but are these kids really suffering from Yetzer Hara? Is that what the Yetzer Hara is doing? We know that it says in the Gemara that Yetzer Hara is machnes ruach shtus. But ad kedei kach, if you turn them into a shaita gomor, then the Yetzer Hara is not the issue here. Now there's another illness that I hope that most of you are not familiar with. But for some reason, many of us, you know, seem to think that all these off-the-derech kids are suffering from. It's called Alzheimer's. Any of you heard of Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's means that you forget. So most of us, for some strange reason, think that all these kids are suffering from Alzheimer's. If I just remind him today is Shabbos, he's going to say, oh, I'm so sorry, he's going to put his cigarette off. Or if I remind him about Shacharis, then he's going to say, oh, is it Parzman, you know, the first month, after done twice Mincha? We haven't yet got any of those stories. These kids are not suffering from Alzheimer's. We do not have to remind them about all the things that they're not doing. They know much better than us what they're not doing. We're seeing them. They're keeping track. They know exactly how many shacharis, minchas, and ma'arivs they're not davening and not keeping. And it's not making them feel great. They feel worse about themselves than we do about them. So what is the problem? If it's not really the Yetzer Hara, and it's not Alzheimer's, then what is the problem? So the answer is pain. There's one addiction that each and every one of us, all of humanity, are addicted to, and that is painkillers. You ever saw somebody who's got a splitting headache? The first thing he's doing, he's going and taking a Panadol. He'll go to his rav and say, I mamash feel that lo yotzuah, that it was Shabbos, I would l'chayra be nofa lemishkov if I had a bed, and if it was nofa lemishkov, you're allowed to take medication on Shabbos. We'll push. When it comes to pain, the first thing we're going to do is painkillers. We say, what's the problem? Just stay in the base of medrash, finish your shiur. See, you've got a splitting headache, so you'll take care of it, you'll have a coffee later. No, you've got a headache, that's it. Well, these kids are in pain. The basic, it's Mefurosh and Chazal, but I'm especially avoiding going off on having a lengthy discussion with Mekoris and Chazal. If you want, I can give you the Maram Kemis later. But from the most basic intrinsic needs of every single human being, besides who his physical needs need to be taken care of, covered, Yedidus, we'll get to that soon. If you take away, Balbi used to say, if you take away every last bit of covered from a person, he'll drop dead on the spot. So Volbe used to say. Choyni HaMa'agol, and we're not comparing anyone or anything to these great Tanoim, but when Choyni HaMa'agol woke up, he was a Tana. And he realized, and the Gemara, have a look at the end of Tainis, the Gemara says that, he says it in that many words, they were not respecting me in the way that I feel they should be respecting me. They weren't throwing eggs at him. They poshed, he says they weren't respecting me in the way they would. So the Ben Shem says, so what do you want? He says, I can't live like this. Hashem said, granted, and took him away. According to some Gerusois, that's where the Gemara of Eichav Rusoi Misusa is. Kuntin Yaakov. The self-esteem. Why, if somebody feels, the Rambam writes, Rabbein Yonah writes, if you feel you're worth nothing, you will be true to, you'll be name onto what you believe about yourself. If you feel that you're a nothing, you will do nothing. If you feel that you're not deserving of being Hashem's child, if you feel, what, somebody like me, I should keep Shabbos, you know what else I'm doing? He feels, Altir Rosh Ben Atzimcho, it's a Mishnah, the Rambam, and Rabbein Yonah say, if you think you're a Rosh, you won't keep anything. Off the Derech Belaz. And there the Mishnah doesn't say that afterwards you're held responsible for everything you do, which might be true. But the Mishnah says the problem is what you thought about yourself. Now, why these kids, for whatever reason, why they feel that they have zero acceptance, love, connection, why they have zero self-esteem, or zero covered, or they believe that nobody is respecting them, why they're living off the fake friends, security, and harocha, significance that they're getting from the social media, it's a joke. The reason that they're feeling that is because they're feeling empty of that completely. Why they're feeling empty is there's something they went through. There's something they went through. Every child who's going off the derech, gone off the derech, or at risk of going off the derech, has been through some severe trauma. What the trauma is, we said we're not going to discuss now. There's a whole range. Not everybody that goes through the same trauma, you know, gets affected the same way. But these kids have been through a trauma. I would use the words post-traumatic stress disorder, but I don't think it's fair to do that because people think, okay, so go and do some EMDR, go and do some eye exercises, and he'll be fine. For those who have done the course, for those who need to do the course, to find out in depth about all the things we're not discussing, I'll show them a screenshot of an MRI that was done on the brain of a traumatized kid. It's neuroneuroids. You can see there's a whole front of the brain is completely blacked out. You can see it. It's not something benefesh and something. It's something that's very, very real. It's very, very real. These kids are chilim, they're anusim, and that's where we have to start. And that's the change in all of our minds. When you see somebody driving down the road on a motorbike on Shabbos, smoking a cigarette, eating on Yom Kippur, first thing that comes to mind is, hey, he's off the derech, what a shegutz, and what can we do to kick him out? Because that's going to help. We have to make a switch in our brains. We have to say, these are not bad kids. These are kids that if you ask them, and I've had dozens of them in my office, and I ask them, if I could take away this problem from you, would you be masking? Because he is having loads of fun, that's what it looks like. And they've all unanimously say, if you can get me back to be normal, that's what they say, I wish I could just be normal. Well, what's wrong? You're being normal. Many more people are driving on Shabbos than are not driving on Shabbos. He's certainly eating much more than we are. Like, what's not normal about this? He feels completely messed up in the head. And he is. It's our muzzle, and some ness, that this can be reversed. It can be reversed. It doesn't have to stay that way. So it's profoundly simple. If what these kids are missing is not reminders, right? Let's remember, they're not suffering from Alzheimer's. If what these kids need is acceptance, they need to feel loved, they need to be appreciated, then that's all we have to do. That's all we have to do. They know exactly how many of you cross the road in order not to meet them. They can see that very keen insight. They see from down the road all the people that are going across the road because they're walking on this side, and you know they feel bad, and what are you going to say, and you know, and bechlal, you know, you're allowed to be in Dalai Lama, so a person like that. These kids see it all. They see it all. I've had kids sitting in my room and they tell me exactly. And I say to them, you know, he says everybody hates me. And I said, well, how do you know? And he gives me a long list of all the people that ignored him for years. People who should have just said hello to him. Zeh Kodesh Haaretz in Parshas Truma. That tzaddikim spend their lives running after the people who are in the abyss and beyond, trying to bring them back. The Zeh says, El Moli Hava Yoda B'nei Noshe, if people would know, how much of a te'eles and a schus to bring back these chevra? Have ozlu abasrayu v'rodfilo, and you chase them and run after these chevra, command the rodif boso chaya, like you run after life, and you're gasping for air, and you just, you know, you'll do anything to get back to life. That's how the tzaddikim would run after these chevra. The Chazon Ish gave us very clear instruction, and that instruction is carried on. We heard it on many, many occasions from Gershon Edelstein Shlita. Oleinu la'achzirom ba'avoyseis ava ula'amidom b'keren oiro b'mash yodeinu magas. He doesn't say give them musa, he doesn't say give them teichocha. He says la'achzirom ba'avoyseis ava, and it's paskin in your day, he says it's enough k'minis la'alocha. Have a look in your day, Simon Beis. There was a father of a child. Rav Gershon said this in a shmuz. He used to say this over in Parshas Mishpatim, Tovshin Ayin Vav, exactly 2 years ago. There was a father whose child was Mechal Shabbos, before Hesia, and the child wanted a car. The father said, no problem, I'll buy you a car. On one condition, you don't drive on Shabbos. And that's how it stayed. And word got to the Chazon Ish that his father's not buying his child the car because he's going to drive on Shabbos. The Lashon of the Chazon Ish was, Sholach Elov, the Chazon Ish sent a message to the father. Kedai shiyitenes hamechoynes lifnoi. Mechoynes is a car. It's kedai to give the car to your child. Lelo yishum tnai. No conditions. Don't make any conditions. Chil Shabbos presya. No conditions. Ki dafke b'derech ze tigdal hashpasa elav. You're going to buy him back by giving the car to him. Don't make any conditions. Mistam al-Chaznish also understood that the child didn't forget about Shabbos. For those of us of the Chassidish descent, Rav Pinchas Korotzer brings from Ma'isa Me'Bal Shem Tov, Shepam Achas Hoya Odom Kosher, Sheyotze Bnei Lekfir Rachmon Litzlan. Yotziva Abal Shem Tov Lo'oviv Le'hoiv Oisei B'yoisa. Omach Mazeh Yetzei Me'akfirah. This is a mahalach that, I don't know if the Chaznish got it from the Baal Shem Tov, Mr. Dom or not, but it's a mahalach that's been there and... It's a good word. You're walking down the road. You see a child like this, go over to him, pat him on the back, give him a hug. I don't know if you're allowed to do that in England, but, you know, give him a hug. Say something nice to him. Say, it's good to see you. You don't have to say, it's okay that you're being Mechal Shabbos. You don't say anything that you don't believe. Don't say anything that's against the Torah. We're not now discussing what hand you are supposed to have or allowed to have in the things that he's choosing to do against the Torah. That's not our discussion now, because none of us are in that place of needing to make those decisions. If you're a parent and you need to know what to do, we said before, the parents can come forward and ask their Rabbonim. You can say a good word. The Zayah Kodesh writes, Vasemis brings a Zayah Kodesh that says that Saras... So we all know the Gemara in Erechin that if you say Lashon Hara, you get Tzaras. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Kumo, exactly the same way as you get Tzaras for saying Lashon Hara, you get Tzaras for not saying a good word when you're supposed to say a good word. So Sema says that's why Matzeir brings two birds, one of them gets killed as a kapora for the Lashon Hara, and the other one gets set free. Why are you chapping him and sending him away? Start saying the things you're supposed to be saying. I want to give you one example of a severely off the derech kid. It's almost the first example I found in Chazal. Just so we should get a tiny dogma of how far Chazal took this. Chaim Shulevitz used to speak about this, and it happens to be in the Gemara. Bob Matzia Daf Pehei. It's an off the derech kid, and it's mamash quoted in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Rebbe went to the place of a Belozaber of Shimon. Went to the town after Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was nifta. Rebbe found his way there. It's on the Tanoim. So Rebbe asked, has he got a child? Lo yisoy tzaddik, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he's got a child. He left up as a child. He said, yeah, Amru lo, yesh lo ben. Okay, no, where, what yeshiva is he learning in? I'll read you the Lashon of the Gemara. B'chol zoyno sheniskeres b'shnayim shemeshalmim lo b'schor of shnei zehuvim. Seicheres b'shmoino. B'kitz is severely off the derech, almost as off the derech as it gets. Okay, so now what's Rebbe going to do now? The first thing Rebbe did, Asmechei b'Rebbe. Number one, I'm bringing him into the Beis HaMedrash, and I'm giving him Mizrach. When they gave him an aliyah, they called him Harav. I don't know what they do here. Moron, Rabbeinu, every shul's got its minhagim. Asmechei l'Rebbe. This was a severely off the derech kid, as bad as it gets. Asmechei l'Rebbe. Number one, I'm making you into a Rebbe. Because by the way, you can only be a Rebbe if you have something to teach. There's Raya Sin Medroshim, but Reb Chaim Shulevitz said this over from his father, that Kovod, we discussed before, Kovod v'Yedidus. Reb Chaim Shulevitz held that the Kovod means that you found in your father that you need to be mechabed, kabed es avicha. In your Rebbe, that you have to be mechabed. In your friends, that you have to be mechabed. Kovod means you found something about them that's unique, and he's a god ladoir in that inyan. He's a god ladoir in that inyan. That's what kovod is. So Chaim Shulevitz wrote in two places in the Sefer. He says he has a Masoira from his father. That's called kovod, and I found it in the Medrash. So Rebbe, who was dealing with this child, obviously realized there's something in this child that he can teach all of us. Even though he's completely off the derech. And by the way, any parent or anyone who knows these kids knows that the most sensitive kids are the kindest kids. It's not for nothing that they got so affected by whatever happened to them. They have neshamas that are very sensitive neshamas. B'kitzah, I don't want to be marich now in the end of the Gemara, but at the end of the day, this son that was that was in the Mamash Bashari Gehenim, this son of Ablozer Rav Shimon landed up in Rebbe's yeshiva. Rebbe had obviously the forgotten or didn't recognize him anymore. You know, they look a bit different when they come back. And he came into Rebbe's yeshiva, and Rebbe says, "You sound very..." And this Talmud was learning away. And he says, "You sound like Reb Lozer Rav Shimon." It's interesting. The same voice as Reb Lozer Rav Shimon. And then they told him, "Yeah, this is the child. This is the child that you got... You gave him smicha. This is the child. He's back. Back in the Beis Medrash." Right before the Musag of Oich HaRusay Misusa, there's a bocha that I know. Today is an Avrich in Kiryat Sefer. Family with kids, Bli Ainara. Everything al Taras HaKadosh. And when he was a bocha, he was off the derech plus. And he had certain red lines. You'd be surprised. Most of these chevra have red lines. They don't cross. They're a little bit beyond our red lines. But they have red lines, and they need to be very respected for those red lines. Because we have red lines, either because we're scared, or because we have Yeras Shemaim. But these chevra who are Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, and they still have red lines, is bringing out a very, very deep nekud of Yeras Shemaim that none of us reveal in ourselves. Most of us don't reveal in ourselves. But when somebody asked this bocha, "We all know that you have a certain red line. Why did you never cross it? It doesn't make sense. Why didn't you just be like the rest of the chevra?" It was like something very clear. Everybody knew this bocha is not crossing these red lines. He says, "Because there's a certain person who's being makar of me. And every time I go past him, he says hello to me. And I know if I cross those red lines, I'm going to have to be answerable to him. I can't do it to him." And he came back. Today is Shema Tarek Mitzvahs. Rashi in this week's parasha, Rashi writes, "Kol almono v'yosoim loisa anun." There's an issa d'oraisa, it's an asei and the lav. You're not allowed to be ma'ana, you're not allowed to cause any pain whatsoever to an almono or to a yosim. Mechilta states, and what happens if somebody's not an almono v'yosim? So Mechilta says, "Shar kol odom minayin talmud loima loisa anun." So Joshua in the Mechilta, and Rashi brings it down. There's an issa to cause any pain to anyone who's similar to. Chofetz Chaim says the vartu is that explains Rashi that is similar to Yosim Valmona. One Nachrinim is brought in the Truvas Maria Cohen. Shekoil kol almonis almona mesibas misas bailo v'almono chayo. There's an almona whose husband passed away, which is your typical almona. And then you've got an almona whose husband's alive. We all know what that means. V'chein yosim. Oyshe obad avoysov. Yosim, somebody whose father passed away. Oyshe nigrash mehem. What happens if you've got a yosim whose parents are alive, but for some reason, and it doesn't matter now whether it's justified or not justified, whether the parents are right or wrong, whether they did it with guidance, without guidance, with the right guidance, the wrong guidance. Tachlis says the kid's not at home. He's normally been thrown out, and if he hasn't been thrown out, then the father will say that I just kept reminding him about all the things he's doing wrong till he chose to leave. You know, it's one of these codes that, go figure. And Chazal state, that's called a yosim. So the father thought he has to throw out his child. We said, we're not talking here to fathers of these children. But let's say that your neighbor down the road, he felt he had to throw his child out. And what about us? We have to throw him out? What's with Kol Yosim Almono Leis Anun? We don't need to have Rachmanis. I know somebody in Eretz Yisrael was walking down the road on Friday night about 1 o'clock in the morning, and he saw a Yesh trolley, in a Safeway trolley, you know, in a big trolley. There were three teenagers inside the trolley because, you know, it was Gzunta Road. They were going to have great fun. One of them was smoking, and one of them had an iPhone with them, if any of you know what that is. And the other one happened not to, if anyone happened not to, the other one was just walking with them, you know, pushing the trolley. And they got called in, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and somebody went over to them, in that matter on Friday night, and said, "Have you eaten anything yet? Can I offer you a meal?" These kids, a lot of them don't have homes to go to, they don't have a roof over their heads, they don't have food, They don't have money, and they certainly don't have shops to buy anything on Friday night. Not in Kiryat Sefer. I don't know if in Manchester you can buy much food on Friday night. He invited them in. Now, what did that cost him? My kids, Sheyu Briem, as they say. My kids, they built in the garden a shed, a hut. 2 meters by 2 meters from wood, a whole mutz of skonos nefoshes to go in there. But tachlis, they built it, pastime. And one night I go outside at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's a bocha sleeping there. He said, my father told me that if I'm not home by 11 o'clock, he's locking the door. So where should I go and sleep? So they knew that there's one or two places in Kiryat Sefer you can come to even at 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's what he did. Yeah, I brought him in. I told him I'm not letting him sleep outside. The door left open. He came in. Nebuch, it's a sad story. Bekitzer, what are we going away with? Number one, Rabban Epstein once said, "En yeled ra, yesh yeled shera lo." I say that in English. There's no bad kid. There are kids that things are going very bad for them. Don't get deceived by the looks that these kids are having great fun. They're not. They're in terrible pain. They are physically. They're in sakonas nefoshes mamish. Klal Yisrael buried 200 children in Tovshin Ayin Zayin from frum homes. Not going into details now. 300 children. Sometimes we're so busy worrying about Hashem and His Torah and His mitzvahs, which is a wonderful thing, we don't realize on the way we're actually killing these kids. There was a story of this Rav who went to visit one of the chashuvim in his shul, and his mamash matzah wasn't so good. So he went to the shul, and you know, he was next to this person's bed, and he was like trying to mumble something, and obviously he couldn't hear him so well. And then suddenly this person signs, you know, he didn't have care to talk, he signs this fellow to the Rav and says, he wants a piece of paper and a pen. Shain, so he takes a piece of paper and a pen, Ben Aliyah, he writes something down, the Rav takes it and reads it then, he puts it in his pocket, and Taka, about 20 minutes later, he said, Siyas Neshama. Shain, town came, and the Rav gave him Merdiga, Hesped, and Nebuch, he moved on. At the end of his Hesped, the Rav realized that this person had written something down, Mamush, with his last keichas. So he said, Shain, Mistoma, this is going to be Mamush, Merely Chizuk, who knows, somebody's a dying person has written down a Bentera. He took out the piece of paper, and you know what it said? Kvod Arav, you're standing on the oxygen pipe. Right? Sometimes we're so busy doing the right thing and giving Chizuk and doing what not, and we don't realize we're standing on the oxygen pipe. These kids need the love. They need covered. Give it to them. It doesn't cost you anything. I promise you, nobody will lose from it. You see them at chasnas, you see them at simchas. Say hello to them. They're on your contacts, right? When they were good yeshiva bachrim, they're on your contacts. It's your nephew, it's your neighbor. It's, you know, you have them there. You're on their contact list, and they're on your contact list. Did any rov tell you don't call them up and say how are you doing? I'm thinking about you. Is there anything I can do to help you? It's like most calls are free today. It's like, what does it cost you? And what you're giving him is oxygen. Invite them round. What's wrong with inviting them round? Come round for a beer. Pitzuchim, I don't know if you have that here. Just invite them round Friday night. Come with your friends. Bring some friends along. Don't worry. I once asked Rav Gershon, I said, Mamela, if you've got a father of a child, and the father said, don't throw your child out, have to accept the child, is one thing. But he's got bli ayin hara, plenty of friends, and they all look be'erach like his son. What now? Supposed to invite them all? So Rav Gershon, without fluttering, he says, yeah, sure. Be makar of all of them. What does it cost you? If you don't do it, somebody else will do it. And somebody else might push him over the edge. That's as far as the kids are concerned. And now I'd like to bring one more nakuda, which is very, very important. And take it to heart. It's not poshut. We all know these teenagers, right? They used to daven with us. They're still hanging around, some of them. Those who are not zeicha are even worse. Behind every single child who's off the derech you've got a terribly pained set of parents who are even more in pain. Avraham Avinu, the grace of Bob Ayomim of Avraham Avinu, every day was Nitzchias, the Maaseh Ovis Simon Lebonim of every day of Avraham Avinu. And he was Nifta at age 175 instead of 180. Yitzchak was Nifta at 180. Chazal asks a kasha, Rashi brings it. Why did he lose 5 years? He says, because Hashem said, I promised him Seiva Toiva. And his grandchild was going off the derech. Esav was going off the derech. I didn't want him to see his grandson going off the derech. He took 5 years of Avraham Avinu away, so he shouldn't have to see his grandson going off the derech. Can you imagine what it's like for parents whose child is going off the derech? The parents are not there. It's not the parents' fault. We have to stop pointing a finger at the parents. They used to say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and there's even rias in the Gemara. But as one of the Gedolim said, when there's a storm, it does. There's a storm going on outside and the apple falls very, very far from the tree. You can trust the parents are doing the best they can for their child. With whatever guidance they're getting, we're not discussing that. They are doing their best. They are speaking to the people they feel they should speak to and following the advice they feel they should be following. Even if you feel they're doing the wrong thing, you feel they should be doing something else. Okay, they don't. You're going to be hurting them if you go over to them and, you know, just imagine that this child comes home and you can see he's got almost no hair on his head. And you go over to the parents and say, you know, in Tesco, there's a new brand of Head and Shoulders. Right? You know what you've done to these children? He's just come out of chemotherapy with his child. And you're going over to the parents and you're like giving them advice because you know how to stop hair falling out. You know what you've done to the parents? Say a good word. Give the parents a compliment. You know what it means to be in MH or to be in living in a central from place and walking down the street with a child for those who had the schus not to throw their children out. And they're walking down the road if their child is walking with a dog, without a dog, with his phone, without his phone. Do you know what gvuras hanefesh that is? Do you know what gadlus that is? You're allowed to look away. You don't have to see the cigarette. Rashba says, Chachomim know, it's true in Rashba, Chachomim know how to look away. You don't need to see everything. Say a good word. Give the compliments to the parents. Tell the parents, you know what you're doing is a Kiddush Hashem. We know this is not your fault. We can't begin to imagine what challenge you're going through. It's amazing that you're embracing this child because we know, like you know, that you're doing the right thing and you're going to be bringing the child back. There were simchas, you know, you come to Shabbos after Musaf, you've got Kiddush, and they've got a child who, you know, you have to look deep down to find a zecher of a couple. You know how hard it is for the parents? So of course you should go over to this child and give him a hug and say, good Shabbos, it's great to see you. It doesn't matter if you came with his car or not. Go to the parents and say, what Kiddush Hashem, your child feels close enough to home that he's happy to come into shul. He's happy to come and be part of the family simchas. I can only end with a bracha and a segula. It's a avtocha from Chazal in Yirmiya. But the pasuk says, "Lachin koyomar Hashem, im toshu v'ashivcho lefonai tamoid, im toitzi yokor mizoylo." Rashi says, if you make a good person out of a bad person, yoshuvu heima elecho v'ataloi toshu v'aleim. There's a avtocha in Chazal. They will come back and you will not be followed after them. There's a avtocha. You won't be influenced by them. If you're going into the bots, it's a... The Aruch HaShulchan in his Joshua brings a medrash in Pashas Boy. The Rebbein Shem goes into Memtes Shari Tumah to pull out those who need to be pulled out. It's fine. You can go into the you can go to the lake. It's fine. Nothing will happen. Maybe don't take your kids there. But you go for a walk on Friday night exactly to where you know where you have to get to. For those who carry an Eruv, take some beer with you. And say something nice to the kids. Just smile at them. Make them feel that they are human beings. Don't worry about the Yiddishkeit. The Yiddishkeit will come back.
How does that explain that concept that she went away?
That's an amazing question. Number one, Avram didn't. Sarah did. What about this? It's a million-dollar question. How could Avram send Ishmael away? Number one, he didn't. It was a nevuah. Number one, he didn't. Number two, he sent him away with his mother. Number three, the Medrash says Mefurosh that he sent him away with. A kado al shichmo, if I'm not mistaken, the Loshon is. And the Zohar says Mefurosh, she sent him away with a tremendous amount of emunah. Ad etzem ayim azeh. Heard this from Moshe Shapiro itself. Ad etzem ayim azeh. Their munah, they're completely messed up. But their munah that Arabs have al eshu beeshu b'mayim comes from what, the way Avraham Avinu sent Yishmael away. Right. So if you get nevuah, you're happy to send your wife with the kid, and you send them away with enough emunah to keep him going for 3,000 years, let's talk then. I think we have a few things to do first. You haven't found another example since then. Shkeich, for listening, should we tell us? It's a good question. Everyone asks, what's with the other siblings? It's not for now. It's a good question. It's with a good... I'm dealing with 2,000 families. I'm dealing with 400 families.